Maybe you've tried to affirm your spouse, but it feels like every time you do, he or she just isn't receptive. They won't accept your good words. What's that about? Well, I'm John Fuller, along with Greg Smalley and his wife, Erin. They lead the Focus Marriage Team, and we're going to hear just what that's about from Shanti Feldhahn and Dr. Michael Seitzma. They've done a lot of research on helping couples communicate and have a stronger marriage, and here they are now with Focus President Jim Daly.
Let me tell you, I actually used to be in that category. I am a pretty...
You're a strong woman.
I am a strong personality, right?
If you don't mind me saying so. I know you well enough.
You've known me for, what, 25 years or something.
But it's who you are.
It is. Yeah. And I recognized two things, right? I recognized that, A, as Dr. Mike was saying, it's not my responsibility to make Jeff, for example, feel better about himself, right? That's something that, as he was saying, he has to work it out with God. But I love one of the things that Dr. Mike actually said as I was wrestling with this in one of our meetings. We did a lot of research meetings, basically about 3 or 4 hours every Wednesday for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And in one of those meetings, I was like, but how do I help him? How do I help my husband? I'm not responsible. And he said, look, think of it like he's out there fighting a battle. And he's out there fighting a battle with with him and his fear. Mm-hmm. And he's got a lot of self-doubt, right? Like a lot of men, and like we were talking about with a lot of women, different types of self-doubt, but a lot of self-doubt. He's out there fighting that battle, and you can either give him ammunition to fight the battle well, or you could be shooting at him. And so it's like you're helping him or not. And that to me was, okay, I can get behind that because it's still his responsibility. And yet I recognize that I'm in a unique position as his wife, called by God to try to be a partner to him in
and
the
this,
way he needs.
This is sounding exactly right. And then there's a problem called our flesh and triggers. And you know what? Right. I know the right thing to do. I don't feel like doing it right now.
And that's not okay. That withholding sense, that is outside of the goal that God has called for us. We step in and we do care for our spouse, and we have to be able to receive it well. You know, to pull from that example, how many times husbands sit in my office and say, I tell my wife I think she's beautiful. I think she's so competent. I enjoy her body and being with her. And she just says, you can't. You don't. I don't believe that. And we're not able to receive it. Or a wife will say, you're amazing, and he doesn't receive it. So it gets really messy in the mix of this. And for me, the invitation is, what is the vision? What are we striving toward? Mm. We both love each other. We got into this because we liked each other. And how do we hang on to that and believe the best in each other as we keep moving forward?
Mm. And we're winding down today, but I want to come back next time, keep the discussion going, because I do believe it's helping people. I hope it's helping everyone, and you're identifying with some or much of this. Let's end here, which I think is a core issue, and I hear it even in our Hope Restored intensive program that we do. This is a consistent theme. The underlying issue there is trust and security, feeling that security in the relationship. What are some ways we can develop that security muscle so that intimacy, physical intimacy, doesn't have as many fears with it?
Well, I think it is a both and, that a rich, healthy physical intimacy in a couple engages both our heart and our body. And learning to lean in and create that kind of beauty, that kind of intimacy, requires trust. I have to choose to trust my spouse, even when they don't always pull off exactly the right technique or care for me the way I want to. But I believe in where we're going. I believe we're going to be that way. And as I choose to trust more, it's rewarded, not always, because we're human, we make mistakes, but it's rewarded in those intimate moments where we drop our guard and we allow ourselves to be touched both in our hearts in this really sacred area and in our bodies. Mm-hmm. And so we learn trust as we lean in, and as we lean in, trust is developed.
Greg, I loved it. What Michael brought up there at the end of that clip, it's really a key to healthy sex, of being positive and affirming That really builds trust, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that has to be the basis of our sexual relationship. I mean, I should even say that differently. That has to be the basis for our relationship. We have to feel safe and secure, and that's what trust is really about, especially within our sexual relationship. I mean, we're going to the deepest levels of vulnerability. You know, the Bible, where it uses the phrase yada in the Old Testament to describe the deepest levels of being known, and that's our sexual relationship, and it requires such a massive amount of vulnerability. And so if Aaron doesn't trust me, so maybe I've broken trust, or just over the years, she just doesn't feel safe, doesn't feel like she can trust me to really treat the deepest parts of who she is with such care and tenderness and value, and be kind and loving around who she really is. I mean, that's going to so impact our sexual relationship. To be fully open, to be fully known, you have to feel trust. You've got to feel safe and secure with each other. And that's why we would even say, if we only had 1 hour to spend with a couple, you know, and to counsel them, probably all we would talk about is how safe does your marriage feel? And let's talk about ways to begin to rebuild that security and that safety within your relationship. And again, that's what it means to experience trust within our relationship. Mm-hmm.
That's great. And we're aware that this is a topic that can be complicated, can be painful, it can be really challenging. You might be feeling very distant from your spouse. Our counseling team is a phone call away. They are caring. They're Christians. They'll work to help you really understand what you're dealing with. They'll connect you with some resources, and they'll help you find somebody in the area to counsel with if that would be helpful. Our number is 800, the letter A in the word family. And you've heard Michael and Shanti for a few episodes here. Get a copy of the great book they've written called Secrets of Sex and Marriage, which offers some really deep, incredible perspectives. We're making that available to you for a gift of any amount to the Ministry of Focus on the Family today. Make that a one-time gift, or if you can, sign up to be a monthly donor. And when you do so, we'll send that book to you. Remember to leave a review for us in your podcast app and give us some feedback. We pay attention to the notes and the comments. We love your feedback, so do that today if you can. Well, on behalf of Greg and Aaron Smalley and the entire team here at Focus, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.
Is your marriage holding on by a thread? For deep hurt, you need deep healing that only comes from the Lord, and you'll find it at a Focus on the Family Hope Restored Intensive in Michigan. Our licensed Christian counselors will help you and your spouse get to the root of your issues in just 3 to 5 days, and it works. 80% of the couples are still married 2 years after attending. Learn more at HopeRestored.com and talk with a trusted advisor. That's HopeRestored.com.